Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy.
So you can protect stuff like this.
Or this.
Or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And then you spit backy in her face.
Oh, I got to start chewing
Get
tobacco.
Get out of here!
That's too much of a commitment.
I'm some red man, bitch!
Before we go to the hotline, we have to take this real fast because it could be important. Hello, Diane.
Hey.
Speakerphone, Diane. What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second.
Yes.
Sure, why not? No, we don't. We only have like the best movie critic in the world on hold.
I'm busy. Okay.
You're busy?
I was like, I'm crazy and all that.
You are.
And I just want to tell you why I'm crazy.
Why?
I lost a dog December 23rd and February 23rd. One was 14 and one was 17.
I mean, it's very sad.
Okay, so you wonder, like...
Yeah, but that doesn't normally drive a person insane.
Pet, I'm not insane.
Pets are disposable. Like, they last 15 years, tops.
She's well, very sensitive.
One lasted 17.
And there was one yesterday that got thrown off a balcony way in its prime, 3 years old.
Please don't tell me bad things like this.
It was on the news. I didn't know. Some ex-girlfriend
I'm
or ex-wife.
Sure it was.
She was like, goddamn your pug. And she just threw the pug. And the guy's like, my puppy. And the dog's like, oh, goddamn. Boom. Yeah, and it didn't survive. Where's Pippin?
Yeah.
He's with me.
Yeah, he is.
Are you in the shower right now? It sounds like it.
Yeah.
No, thank you for making me laugh, but that's why I've been a little cray-cray.
Oh, peanut butter Pippin. That's what I call them.
I lost two in 2 months, and I do foster through the Humane Society of Tampa Bay and with dogs.
She don't even know.
And it's just
Uh-oh, did we lose Diane?
No, she's
Diane,
there.
Hello?
She's there, yeah.
Yes, these are my personal dogs.
Oh, we're losing it. So you're breaking up.
This is weird. I'm, I think
All right, hang on.
Something's wrong with Verizon.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Do you have Verizon, Diane? You're
yeah,
cutting
Verizon.
In and out.
Yeah, I think the Russians got her.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Diane?
Diane,
yeah,
hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Continue. Then what happened to the other dog?
Well, they both died within a month of each.
It's too depressing. Well, I don't want to, you know what I mean?
I can't.
I'm trying
I don't
to be
understand.
In a good mood here, you know? I've had 400 calories all day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's sad, Diane.
So that's why I'm a little cray-cray right now.
She's that a little happens. Cray-cray. I've had four strawberries and some mushrooms.
I like that.
Real funny, Diane. Real funny.
Thank
Tomorrow's
you
weigh-in Wednesday. You're welcome. Well, Diane.
Where do you get your shrooms?
All righty. Well, we got to go.
I never did it, but anyway.
Love you.
Just,
stop banging Pippin. It's illegal.
That's all.
It's just not legal
my heart is
to have
heavy.
Sex with your dog. All right. Got to go. Love you. Bye. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on the hotline, having to follow that act, he is my favorite movie critic, and he's one of my best pals in the whole wide world. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's TM Pal. What's up, buddy?
I was literally sitting here being like, please curse. Just curse.
She does sometimes. Oh, she dropped an F-bomb one time.
That's why I was hoping she would. I was like, okay, she usually curses, so this is going to be over with. If she wasn't, I was like, oh, God, please, no.
Yeah, the Chronicles of Diane and Pippin. It's really becoming its own thing on this show.
People are really loving it.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe there's some people that hate it, but I find it's fascinating.
I get excited.
Every new chapter is something new, yeah.
Remember the old days when Cherokee was fun?
No, not really.
Just kidding.
Honest.
I wanted to see if you would lie there.
Yeah.
So what's going on, buddy? We got to talk. We're going to get to what we talked about earlier off air, but, I mean, we got to jump into the big, I guess, review and something that kind of snuck up on me. Like, I remember thinking, man, this thing isn't coming out forever. And then all of a sudden, it's coming out. And you've already seen it. Talking about Robert Pattinson's The Batman. Give us the scoop.
Yeah, correct. You know, it just did sneak up on us. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like March. So it's here. And, yeah, this is the first big film, I would say, of 2022. Obviously, we had some films do well, you know, whether it was Scream or, you know, Jackass Forever. But this is like more of your big tentpole blockbuster. And I think it had a lot of eyes on it, too, because it is a different take on Batman. I'll say that right off the bat than what we've seen on the big screen. Yeah. I mean, this is like, yeah, it's truly like a detective type story. It's the most grounded Batman film I've seen, even more grounded than Nolan's film. I think Nolan's film, he still had bat cycles and, you know, flying jets and billionaires and all the gadgets and everything else. I've told everybody, like, this is like really like basic Batman, where the gadgets are limited. He's more playing off his skills and everything else. And obviously, a couple of things people are always pointing out is the running time, 3 hours long. I've seen some critics have an issue with it. Me, personally, I didn't really find a problem with the three-hour running time. I've sat in 90-minute movies that felt way longer than 90 minutes, just being stuck in terrible movies. So I thought this one was interesting. You know, standouts, obviously, like Paul Dano as the Riddler, excellent. The makeup job they do with Colin Farrell, I know people have seen it in the trailers and people have talked about it leading up to it. But, dude, like, it's crazy how that makeup hides Colin Farrell and how he kind of hides it in his own acting job as the Penguin. And you know, no one really has, like, deformities. You know, it's not like the Penguin that looks like a penguin. They're all, like, normal humans, if that makes sense, Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, and there's other great actors that are kind of tucked away in this thing, too. Like John Turturro's in this movie. I had no idea.
Turturro plays a really important role and is excellent in it as well. Jeffrey Wright is Gordon. He is really good in it.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis is Alfred. You know, I think Pattinson, everyone's kind of wondering how he's going to do. I thought Pattinson was okay. I will say this about this role. He really isn't Bruce Wayne a lot in the movie. If you want to see Batman, this is the movie to see, because he is Batman for a lot of that three-hour running time. And so you really get a lot of the Batman in this. But, you know, when it comes to those standout performances, you know, Paul Dano's Riddler isn't anything like we've ever seen before with the Riddler on the big screen. This isn't like Jim Carrey or Frank Gorshin from the 60s. I told you, imagine John Doe crossed with the Zodiac Killer with a touch of Jigsaw. Like, that is that villain in this movie. And it's more almost like a horror film when he's involved in it. But Dano is just the perfect actor to bring this, you know, crazy psycho serial killer to life the way they do it. The one thing I will say about it, I wonder how some people's expectations will be about the third act. It's a different type of outcome for a superhero film. It may not have the glitz and glam like we've seen in an Endgame. So I wonder what people's expectations will be like. But for me, you know, I definitely give it, you know, A-, B+. I mean, it's a really good movie, and it's a really good Batman movie. But there could be some Batman fatigue. I heard Drew kind of plug in tonight how we were going to be talking about this on the show today, and they were talking about it. He's not the first person I've heard talk about it. We have had a lot of Batman lately.
Yeah, that is true, and a variety of Batman, too. So it's yeah, I could see Batman fatigue. I mean, I think people just want superhero movies, though. And I think there's hope for the DC universe with what's been going on with Peacemaker and with Suicide Squad. I really think, you know, people are expecting a jump back from that universe where Marvel's always owned the movies. So I think that maybe is what's giving people a little more intrigue when it comes to the Batman. Plus, oh, hot-ass Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, I think Pattinson is going to help himself break out of that Twilight mode, because, listen, I've seen plenty of films with Robert Pattinson over the past decade that he was really good in on the independent scene. It's just we're still hung up with Twilight, and I get it, because I think those movies are ridiculous, too, but he's come a long way, and I think he can grow into this role. I mean, for me, you know, talking about Batman fatigue, I don't really have Batman fatigue, but I will be honest with you. The Batman I'm waiting to see on the big screen this year hasn't happened yet. And that's when Michael Keaton comes back in The Flash as the Batman from the 1980s film. That's what I'm excited about, too. So I do think in some ways you have, like, dueling Batmans over there. Like, yeah, Pattinson, he's going to bring in a younger crowd and you know, bring them into this film. But I also think there's a group my age that's looking for that nostalgia, bringing Keaton back, because it's something from our childhood.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as action goes, would you say like half the movie is fighting and explosions, or you said it's like kind of like a detective, like a figure them out kind of movie also? Like, if you had to explain the movie in a sentence, well, how would you explain it?
Oh, it's a gritty crime drama, but it also has plenty of action scenes, and it's more hand-to-hand. Like I said, it's not over-the-top CGI fight. It's him, you know, taking out people on the ground with his fist. You know, I mean, as you've seen from the trailer, there is a Batmobile, but even the Batmobile is pretty stripped down from what we're accustomed to with seeing the Batmobile. Even from, the 60s show, the Batmobile was all souped up. This is more like a muscle car. And in the storyline, it's really only supposed to be, year two of him doing this. So he's still kind of getting the hang of it in some way. But he's also, you know, made his presence known in Gotham as well. It's funny. They really portray Gotham. Obviously, it does take place in modern times. They have cell phones and everything else. But it really reminds me of, 1970s New York, how we used to see it in movies.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cool. To give you a little bit of nostalgia there, I guess, you know, it'd be kind of nice.
Sure.
And that comes out, Thursday, right?
Well, they'll start having screenings for a Thursday. And, yeah, the box office will be interesting to watch. One thing is it's going to be every single theater in these theaters.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.